Hi, guys. I'm Billy. I'm an alcoholic. It's really good to be here and be sitting here, and I thank John for asking me to speak tonight about step three. I like this meeting an awful lot. This is my favorite meeting these days, and I love coming up here for it. You know, I go to some other step meetings, but there's something about this one that just hits home. Turning my life and my will over to God as I understood Him. A little background. I was an Irish Catholic kid that went to a Catholic school, and you know, God was always heaven or hell. That's what we learned. And you know, I was baptized, confessed, communion, confirmed. I never got anything out of any of those. I think you make your first communion in second grade. I don't remember how old you are in second grade. But there were some rules about it, like you weren't allowed to touch the host. The host is the little wafer they give you for communion, anybody that's not a Catholic. And I made my first communion, and it got stuck to the roof of my mouth. And I sat there the whole time waiting for the end of the Mass, or, you know, the ceremony, trying to get it off of my tongue, because I wasn't allowed to reach in and touch it. Finally, after church, I reached in and touched it, and I started peeling it off, and it came off in pieces, and I thought I failed. That was supposed to be the holiest thing in my life. I was taught to believe taking the body of Jesus, so I failed that. And as I went on, a few circumstances happened in my life pushed me further and further away from God. I had this fear of heaven and hell when I was probably 10 or 11 years old. One of my best friends died at night. He had a brain tumor that they didn't know he had, and he died overnight. And I remember I was walking to church on a Sunday morning, but walking past his house, and there was an ambulance backing out, and his head turned over, and there was blood on the side of his face. And when I got home that day, my father told me he had died. And the day before that, he and I were stealing yo-yos at the 5 and 10, which was a mortal sin. And if you died with a mortal sin, you were going to go to hell. And I got really pissed at God about that. I was thinking, this little kid's, got to spend eternity in hell, with the fire and brimstone and the devil and all the bad guys, just because we stole a couple of yo-yos. And it just pushed me further away from any kind of God. So anyways, fast forward a bunch of years, and I end up here in AA. And there's this stuff, but for the grace of God, my first meeting, I was an altar boy and I went to Catholic school and everything. At the end of the meeting, they said the Lord's Prayer. I couldn't remember the words. And, I was holding hands and just going, in rhythm with everybody else. And it took me a couple meetings to really remember them, the words, because I hadn't prayed in years. My life had been a mess, and I didn't blame God for it, but I blamed Him for not making my life better. I didn't realize that my life sucked because I was an alcoholic. I thought drinking and crappy life were two separate things, Anyways, I started coming here, started hearing about God, And I asked the guy to help me, and he said, yeah, he said, get on your knees and ask your higher power for help. He asked, do you believe, you know, what do you think about this higher power thing? I went, eh. And he said, well, ask him to keep you away from a drink for a day. So I did, and that worked. And I started feeling better, you know, and started feeling a little bit better about the God thing. And I was meeting guys in the program that were doing really good, and they seemed happy, and they had all the stuff that I wanted, you know, the happiness and the freedom. And I would listen to them, and they would tell me, you know, and tell me about the faith they had in God. So anyways, I started going to a step meeting at the college on Thursday nights, and I got a sponsor there, and we talked a little bit about God, and he was totally sold on it, you know, and I was feeling hypocritical, you know. I kind of wanted it, I wanted to believe, but I was feeling hypocritical. I was thinking, well, God isn't going to believe me, you know. He knows I'm a dirtbag, and you know, I haven't been, you know, true to him. You know, why should he help me now? And, you know, I believed that these other guys believed. And so one day I was over my sponsor's house. His name is Dale. You guys know, a bunch of you know him. And I was doing some work for him, some trim in his house, and it was a Saturday morning. And I was working there, and a bunch of guys pulled in their Harleys, Greg and Chris and Yui and Donnie and another guy on a Honda named Scott. And they were busting his balls because he had a Honda and not a Harley. But then they started busting my balls, you know, for not being able to go out and riding with them. And they was, you know, saying, come on, man, you gotta get one, you gotta be with us. And I was only 60 days sober at the time, right around 60 days. I had no credit, no money. I had nothing, pretty much. Those guys were just coming. I think they put a meeting on that morning over at the jail up the street here. And then they took off to go for all riding together. And when they left, I was thinking, man, these guys got something I want, you know? I want a hot Harley, but they got something more than that, you know? And they were just free and happy, and I wanted it. So as I went back to work, I was wrapping up, and Dale said to me, I think you're ready to do your third step. What do you think? I said, yeah, why not? Let's try it. So we read just what we read tonight. We read it together, and then he said, okay, let's get down on our knees and go back to this last paragraph here. It was the third step prayer, and we held hands and we read it together, and we were on our knees in his house, just the two of us holding another guy's hand and reading this. I stood up from there. I had the first spiritual experience of my life. I mean, I just felt the skies open, the angels sing. I felt relieved of so much shit just from saying this prayer with this guy that, you know, I felt spiritual for the first time. And and it just changed my whole outlook on everything. I remember driving home that day back up to Wellfleet. I think he lived in Dennis or Yarmouth at the time. And just driving up there and just feeling full of this good thing. It was something I had never felt before without the use of drugs. But I knew, you know, at this point I was totally sold on God, you know, and I knew he was, it, you know, driving home, I said, you know, there is a God, at least for me, and he's a forgiving God, no matter what I did in the past, no matter, you know, how bad I was, who I was, all my character defects, all that. He forgives me, and he's given me a chance to live a really good life right now, and I got to jump on it. So with Dale's instructions, I read this prayer every morning on my knees, you know, along with a few other things that I prayed for, and you know, and that was pretty much it. You know, it was just such an uplifting experience to do this with another guy that, you know, I've never had that experience again. Third step was just the deal breaker for me, you know. That's when I knew that this program was really going to work, you know, make me a better person, and you know, keep me away from a drink for a day, and just help me have a good life, you know. And today I come to rely on my higher power, God, as I call him, for everything, you know. And it all started with this, with the step, you know. In the second step, I believed that, you know, a power greater than me could restore me to sanity, but I wasn't quite ready to call him God or think he was, you know, the God up in heaven that, you know, I was brought up, you know, being taught about. And but it was such a feeling when I stood up from my knees that day with him. And he told me to go buy a notebook and a pen. A good thing he said pen, because I probably wouldn't have bought a pen too, but. you know, and this step gave me the courage to go on, you know, to keep moving forward. I wanted the rest of it after I took this. I wanted everything else, and, you know, the rest of these steps, the rest of this book, I wanted it all, because it just felt so good that I can't really describe it. But, you know, if you're new or, you know, coming around, just getting into your steps, get a sponsor, do your third step, you know, turning your life and your will over to God, for me, nowadays, for me, it's easy. You know, it's just second nature to me. You know, it was, like I said before, you know, I felt hypocritical asking God for, you know, I'm going to turn my life over to him now after having him stuck on the roof of my mouth, you know, when I first tried a long time ago. But this step just, it was a total turning point in my life. And you know, I was thinking driving up here tonight that, you know, if I wasn't an alcoholic and never had this program, I was trying to think if I would be a religious man, and you know, maybe, you know, would I have stayed in church and, you know, believed, you know, like my mother did, and I don't think I would have, you know, because you know, some smart guy told me that the God stuff and religion is all bullshit, you know, some smart guy in a bar. I'd probably be an atheist today, and I'd be missing out on an awful lot. You know, this is, my life couldn't be better, and this was a turning point for me. You know, I mean, I know some guys say their turning point was, you know, after their fifth step or their ninth step, and, you know, they're all turning points, but this one really set the ball rolling for me to turn. And that's probably enough for me. There's a lot of guys here tonight that I want to hear from. Thank you. Thanks a lot.